This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, the morning after the night before Election Day. Wow, what a night this has been. And I want to welcome you to tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. For everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check us out on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to get right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Richard DeBray. I'm calling from Tallahassee.
Yes, sir.
What I was trying to say is the lawyer for Trump needs to go to the Supreme Court and have it established that this is a nationwide federal election for the president, and all these clown clubs of these states trying to pull all kinds of laws shouldn't be, the law shouldn't be, you know, what do you call it? It shouldn't have different laws for the different states. It should be a federal law and establish it just like he did establish Israel and mm-hmm. nations over there.
You mean like the dates you vote on election day? This is the first Tuesday of the month, and your election is up until 7 p.m. That's your vote counts then, and after that it doesn't, something like that?
Right, the federal.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about the states. The states can have their own laws, but a federal law should be established.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about
it. I think they already have one.
All right, we'll talk about it. Thanks very much for the call, and enjoy the weather up there in Tallahassee. Okay, well, what do you think, Denise?
Well, I mean, we have the 10th Amendment, and you know, so states can do what states want to do. However, we've been at this for, you know, hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the inconsistencies are one thing, but the judges, where some of these new conditions or laws or, you know, whatever's by the election, the state election commissions, the judges are the ones that I want to go, you know, kick them in the shins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they also get, you know, advice and guidance from the Department of Justice, you know, from the Federal Election Commission. So it's really remarkable to me that after all this time, we don't have this thing down to a fine science.
Well, you know, the Biden camp came out and said somewhere along the line that they would prevail in the Pennsylvania court system with any challenge.
Well, we don't know. I mean, if you pick the right judge, I mean, we get judge choosing, you know.
Judge shopping, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that goes on, you know, all the time. So, I don't know. It's a pathetic situation here.
Yeah, and we'll see where we go. And good morning to Lucia. Lucia says, Kamala has boasted of smoking her joints. Maybe she was busy sending smoke signals, or maybe she's in Georgia, Pennsylvania, or Arizona planning something with the deceitful, vote-stealing Democratic thieves talking about earlier.
The first state that got assigned was Virginia, mm-hmm. and that went to Biden. But if you looked at Virginia up until about 2 hours ago, mm-hmm. Trump was winning it.
He was. Yep.
Up until about 2 hours ago. That's mm-hmm. a remarkable condition here.
Yep.
Polls, they kind of mean nothing. Even the counts at this point mean nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm just disgusted.
Yeah, well, again, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. There's going to be an emergency request, and we're going to see where that goes. And I don't know how soon they'll be deciding on it. Bill Bunkley, when he was in studio, he said that this is something that took 37 days back in 2000. I don't think it's going to take that long this time. I would be shocked if it did. What do you think?
Well, I can't predict. I mean, we're kind of get shocked at, you know, for just about everything. Mm-hmm. I'm snake bit. I don't want to predict.
Mm-hmm.
The big concern I have at this point is the Senate. You know, where are we in the Senate? Has John James won his race? We don't know.
Mm-hmm. By the way, in Wisconsin, with 94% of the vote in, President Trump has increased his lead. He's currently up by almost 4%, and the margin of victory there right now is 109,000-plus votes. And in Michigan, which is interesting, Michigan, he is up by 6 percentage points, 79% of the vote in, and he is currently leading by over 300,000 votes, but they won't call either state. All right.
Well, that's way far away.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we take your calls at 877-969-8600. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, the website is balanceofnature.com, and all you got to do is go over there and take a look at all the great products that they have over there to offer. And whatever you decide to order, you will save 35% on your Balance of Nature order. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, I take the fruits and veggies. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not getting enough of the right kind of foods, eating the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirements of fruits and vegetables, then you can go ahead and try the fruits and veggies. And guess what? You'll be right there. And I'll tell you what, it works for me. It'll work for you, too. So, go to the website, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Again, the number 800-246-8751, product code RESULT, and also balanceofnature.com. All righty, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. You know, the headline says at CNN, still counting despite Trump's attack. Really? He attacked somebody?
Well, he apparently gave a speech. I didn't hear the speech that, you know, he says this is, you know, kind of an out, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, that they're trying, they won big and that they're stealing it and that we're going to have to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So they're going to call it an attack, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're right, and all of that is, you know, it's just again, we're in a situation we've never been here before, exactly like this, and we hope we never get this way again. Which means, I guess, we need election reform. Is that where we're headed?
I would say that's a whole lot more important than court reform that, you know, that the Democrats want to do.
Mm-hmm. Because, again, if you're supposed to vote on the first Tuesday of the month.
But they're blaming a lot of this on the pandemic, okay, or allegedly blaming it on the pandemic. But yet everybody could go to the polling booth today and vote, which is what a whole bunch of people did. Now,
and he could go out and riot.
Which they did in Washington, D.C. last night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we had an unlawful assembly declared in Los Angeles, California, downtown, and some people were arrested down there, too. I haven't heard anything else since.
Well, I don't know. Here we are. We've got six states that, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states, actually. Mm-hmm. Actually, 6. I mean, we're just kind of waiting on Alaska. But we've got 6 states that are in chaos. And we predicted that Pennsylvania would be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really kind of here no excuse for Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, and Georgia to be in chaos.
Correct.
The big disappointment in the whole thing was Arizona, for sure.
Yeah.
That was the shocker.
Yeah. And, of course, McSally lost her seat. Mark Kelly takes over. I hope the people out there are going to enjoy the new gun laws coming their way.
Well, it's not just on him. We just know that we have one more strike against the Second Amendment because of him. But, you know, I'd really like to get a handle on the Senate race. I don't know if we're up one or if we're even or what. I mean, we got to find out with John James, and, of course, that's Michigan, and we can't seem to get a handle on that. But it looks like Tillis will prevail, so that's a good thing. Joni Ernst prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Susan Collins prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
At least it looks like she did.
Well, here, let me give you some numbers since you mentioned that. I've got them right here. The Senate balance of power right now, as it stands in terms of elections, 47 Democrats, 47 Republicans. Democrats have gained one seat. We still have 6 seats yet to be decided. With the House balance of power, that's the House of Representatives, 185 Democrats, 176 Republicans. The Republicans have gained 3 seats so far.
Yeah, I don't care about the House. I mean, the House was, we weren't going to get 17 seats back. I don't care what Kevin McCarthy said. It wasn't going to happen. It's the Senate that I'm concerned about. And the reason I am is if things go sideways and Biden wins, we've got to maintain this Senate. And that's why I'm very concerned.
Well, at this point, it's up, 52 to 48.
Yeah, I don't think that there's anybody else at risk here. That I think we're settled. We're just waiting on John James. Is that right?
That's right. And he would pick up the one that they lost, so then it would be still 53-47 because they gained the Doug Jones seat with Tommy Tuberville.
And Steve Daines kept his seat.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, again, we're sitting at 213, Donald Trump, we have states that could be called. They're not being called.
No.
The Supreme Court is going to be involved in this. I heard a very smug Democratic answer when we had the top of the hour news, and the guy, you know, it's one of those guys you just want to reach out with a 2x4 and whack him up behind the head because of the comment that was made. Well, the American people have spoken, and a very clear and definitive victory has been given to the Democrats. They want the Democrats, and they want the... No, they don't. No, they don't.
I don't listen to those people. You know, I mean, I know that they're talking, but I don't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like everybody puts all this emotion in. I mean, even at tennis yesterday, I had a bunch of girls asking me, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And I said, look, you cannot get caught up in the emotions of all of this. You have to be clinical about it all. And I said it's either going to be a blowout or we're not going to know anything until December.
All right. The Republicans have gained one more seat. They've now gained four in the House so far. Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, we're not going to take back the majority. So
no, we're not. And by the way, Donna Shalala lost. Remember her?
Yeah, of course.
She got beat down in South Florida.
Well, the one fun little factoid is little Madison Cawthorn, the one that was in the wheelchair.
Yep.
That's the young one. What is he, 27 years old?
Correct.
He won.
Good. Good. Very
now,
good.
What happened with Kim Klasick? Did she win? I don't think she did she?
I don't think so. I think she won.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she did.
Don't know. Let's see if I can find a seat here. Let's see here. That's Maryland, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find
it. She got stomped.
She did? Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's too bad.
It is too bad.
Mm-hmm.
She only got 62,000 votes.
Hmm. In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Okay, there's breaking news coming in here. It's election news. It's something, well, we already talked about this, the fact that they went home for the night in Georgia. The vote tally takers have already left in Georgia. Yeah, we knew that. Right? Right.
I'll tell you, this kind of tells you how we're in a breakdown of society. I don't know if anybody notices this or not, but Oregon has now decriminalized heroin and cocaine.
They did? Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I knew it was on the ballot. I'll be darned.
There you go.
Hmm. Well, good luck with that one, right?
Precisely.
Okay. Well, what are you going to write about today?
I probably nothing, because it wouldn't be pretty. It just wouldn't be pretty. It would be just a whiny piece about where we are, so I probably won't write it.
Well, I thought you might write about the passions of waiting to see what was going to happen next.
I might write about decriminalizing heroin and cocaine, which is, like, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be done. That could be done. You could do a really good job doing that. All right. Well, in the meantime, we're going to be coming up on a break. So you are available by going to the website. Let's see. Give us a website.
Mine?
FoundersCode.com? Yep. FoundersCode.com. And sign up for the articles that you write there. And people will find out what you're writing about right after you do it. Right? Right. All right, we'll talk to you tonight, and we'll still be talking about this, won't we?
Yep.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the great articles that she writes, and you'll be right on top of everything, too. I'll be right back with more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you, and I want to thank all of our support.
President Trump's comments on this very early Wednesday, the president winning Ohio, Florida, Texas, and Iowa. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also speaking from Wilmington, Delaware. Biden saying it could be a while until America gets a final result.
We knew this was going to go long, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer.
The former vice president continues.
We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, it was going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You bet it is. And here on the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news is brought to you this hour by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at right after they get to tell you what it is they do and how they do it. And you'll find out right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the great thing about the National Aviation Academy is they have 2 campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm on one side of Tampa Bay, they're on the other side. And becoming an aviation maintenance tech is something that you'll cherish for the rest of your life because it is a very high-paying, in-demand job that'll make you a bunch of money very quickly. Now, the great thing about becoming an aviation maintenance tech is you can do it at one of the 2 campuses, and if you're a veteran, You can use your GI Bill, your post 9/11 GI Bill. And if you happen to be a civilian, you can get a college loan by applying, and away you go. And you're in like Flynn, and you will soon, after the right training, be a certified aviation maintenance tech. So go to NAA.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080, and there you go. You're on your way. Now, the National Guard has been activated in several cities across the country. They've been standing back, but they are there waiting to support the election that just happened yesterday in several capacities. Now, the missions range from assisting with cyber defense to working with the polls to standing by in case of a post-election civil unrest. They've had two circumstances so far tonight, one in New York City, one in Washington, D.C., where they assembled right there outside the last fence that they had put up, and we're starting to get unruly. That's number one. And then an unlawful assembly was declared in Los Angeles, California, and some arrests were made as things got a little hostile in that part of the country. So there you go. And we'll see what happens. And the other thing is there was a fight about military ballots that's going to be taking center stage, because voting by U.S. troops has now been thrust into the spotlight as the bitter election campaign comes to a close and we deal with what is going on. Now, anyone will tell you this is the most important election in U.S. history, unless they happen to run a major American defense firm. But this is the most important election in our history. Now, with 182 veterans in congressional races across the country this election cycle, several candidates with military backgrounds were featured prominently, and some of them got elected. John James in Michigan probably is going to be the next senator from there. They haven't called the race yet because they haven't called Michigan, but he is definitely in command, has a commanding lead over Gary Peters, the incumbent senator, who is going to be defeated. The margin of error is the votes that he's got is can't be overcome by the votes that are left to be counted. Now, the Iranian Supreme Commander, Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, said the U.S. presidential election's result will not impact Tehran's policy towards Washington, D.C. Well, surprise, surprise, didn't think it would, did you? So, there you go. Also, the U.S. Army in Bavaria is limiting social gatherings to flatten the second wave of the coronavirus. Now, soldiers assigned to the U.S. Army garrison Bavaria faced tougher coronavirus restrictions starting Monday as the garrison stepped up its effort to stop a second wave of the virus in Germany. Also, South Korea and U.S. Troops are closely monitoring North Korea's main nuclear fuel-producing complex after a report of increased activity there, according to a South Korean military officer. Now, in Somalia, where President Trump, whether or not President Trump will be victorious or not, it could lead to the country's fight against the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, because troops are needed there, and it was brought up that maybe we should take the troops out of there, but we'll see where all of that goes. Now, also, India, U.S., Japan, and Australia kicked off their large naval drills. India, the United States, Japan, and Australia began the largest joint naval exercises in over a decade on Tuesday. The Indian government sources said that they had been part of efforts to balance China's vast military and economic power in the region, and they were looking forward to these exercises. Now, a Pentagon study says not enough rape cases are being sent to trial with proper evidence. A group of criminal justice experts who reviewed nearly 2,000 military rape cases found that a good number had been sent to court-martial court without enough evidence to convict, and that those cases undermined the military justice system's ability to properly prosecute these sexual attacks. Well, yeah, it does, but you'll have to check with the people that put those charges out. Now, also, military veterans are deploying their own quick reaction force to counter Trump's army at their polls. Military veterans are anticipating disturbances, as they were yesterday at polling places. And in several spots, they put together a quick reaction force, which, of course, is a term used in the United States and the military for their small teams that respond immediately to an emergency. Now, women veterans have also played a pivotal role in 2020 congressional elections. They're about to do it again with 28 who have run for a federal office, and some of whom just got elected yesterday. Now, at the State Department, the Pentagon, and other agencies, some senior officials are looking to depart their posts because they've had enough of the service in the military. And that's interesting that a lot of these people would be leaving the military right about now. By the way, a massive hacking network that Microsoft and the U.S. military tried to stop last month is already back, and it could be a bad sign for the future here in this country, because last month Microsoft announced it had won a major victory in the fight against cybercrime. The company said in mid-October that it had thwarted TrickBot, which was a stubborn malware network that's been used to interdict and infect computer systems worldwide, often shutting them down for ransom, which is what they do when they come up with different things. That's what they do. Now, don't forget, we had Staff Sergeant Nicholas Brunetto, who never expected to receive an award for actions in combat with a special forces team ambushed in Afghanistan earlier this year, but he just received a Silver Star Medal for his life-saving efforts in February, and kudos to him for doing that. The ceremony was held in Fort Benning. So kudos to him for getting that award. Now, coming up, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, we're going to ask him what he thinks about what's happened. And yeah, I'm sure he's going to have plenty to say. But the thing of it is the stock market was up and then the stock market was down. So who knows what's going to happen today? Obviously, nobody that we know of. All right, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more. And we will return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia. We thank her very much for doing that for us, and she right about now is up and working in the stable, getting everything ready at the Double D Ranch, because they keep horses there, and they do horseback riding training there, or equestrian and western riding too. So there you go. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature, you go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and you can enter the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% off your order, whatever it is you're going to get. And don't forget that BalanceNature.com has those fruits and veggies that I like to take. So go over there, check it all out. Again, use the product code RESULT, and you'll be in like Flynn. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
What happened last night?
I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. I mean, it's going to get, I really don't hope it gets dragged out into court cases and all of this, nonsense. But again, kind of knew this was going to happen when you were going to, have all of this, vote by mail and all of these things taking place. We knew we were going to run into a bit of trouble. that I'm looking at, you know, right now, some of the reporting and how much is in certain states, and it's a pretty significant number for Biden to overcome in places like, even Georgia, it's a little bit difficult to overcome a couple percentage points with 94% in. Michigan, 81% in. I still a long way to go there to some degree, even though Trump is up, by almost 5 points there. Minnesota, 90% is in, but again, that's a, 7 percentage point difference, so I don't see how Trump's going to catch up there. North Carolina, 94% is in, a couple percentage point, difference there. That's very, very close. You also got Nevada, which is very, very close, only 67% in there. Pennsylvania is another one. I mean, Trump is way ahead. But there's only 64% that is in at that point in time.
Well,
and, of course, Wisconsin, very, very close, and 95% in.
That's because in Pennsylvania they have till the 14th to count votes.
It's insane.
Yeah. And in Georgia, get this, they sent the vote tally takers, the people that count the votes, they sent them home last night.
I mean, honestly, you only work once every couple of years. I mean, is it that difficult? I don't know. Georgia's as well, a couple percentage points. We'll see. 94% are in there. So it's, it's up in the air right now. We got, the Senate, 47-47 as of now, if I'm
yeah.
not mistaken.
Yeah.
But the Democrats flipped a couple there.
No, they only flipped one.
Oh, I thought it was two. So
one.
Republicans are going to have to, you're going to have to pick up a couple there. House, the Republicans did gain there so far, but still not enough to overtake the House.
Now, the Republicans, no, they're not going to overtake the House, but they did pick up so far 4 seats in the House. Right now, as it stands, there's 185 Democrats, 178 Republicans. They are still voting. They've got more people to vote in, and that's going to be taking place the rest of the day, I do believe.
Yeah, it was interesting. Also, there was some, even in New York, my local representative here flipped from Democrat to Republican, which was interesting. And he's a longtime Democrat, Tom Suozzi.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, Matt. We'll see. I mean, like I said, you know more than I do when it comes to this and what's going on the ground. You're not going to get the truth from anything in the media. So, I mean, you know people within the party, they're going to give you a better gist of what truly is taking place.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So, as it stands right now, Chris, we're at 238 electoral votes for Joe Biden, 213 for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is actually the leader in the clubhouse when you take a look at where the votes are and what's left to count. Again, you mentioned Wisconsin. He is trailing in Wisconsin right now. He had been leading all night long, but right now he is trailing in Wisconsin by 0.3 of a point, and he's behind in terms of actual votes by 8,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I think you got to win Pennsylvania. You got to try to pull out Georgia and North Carolina, and if you do that, you're gonna be in a pretty good spot right there.
Yeah, and of course, when you get to Michigan, 16 votes there. Donald Trump is ahead by 5 percentage points now, 5 percentage points, with 81% of the vote in, and he's up by 220,000 votes. I don't think there's enough votes for that to change. When you go over to Pennsylvania, he has a significant lead there. It's over 600,000. Well, actually, it's 700,000 votes now. It's gone up. And he's up by 12.7% in Pennsylvania right now. When you go to North Carolina, he's up by 3.4%. And the difference there is, 72,000 votes, roughly. And then in Georgia, he's up handsomely there by 2.2 points. And his actual vote tally is plus advantages, let's see, 102,000 there right now. So he should be able to carry those. But again, they have not declared them. And again, in Georgia, the vote counters, the tally takers, as they call them, went home.
What time are they supposed to report to work this morning?
I don't know, but what happens to those votes when they leave is my question.
I mean, you got to hope that, you know, Republicans don't have people on the ground, you know, making sure that this thing is, you know, been taken care of, then, you know, that's their fault. That's unfortunate.
Well, we sure hope so. We sure hope so.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, let's go over here and take a look at the markets, because everything's all over the place here. Of course, Wall Street is fretting because of the U.S. presidential election. Too close to call. They don't like uncertainty. The market was up, and the market turned around and went down.
Right now, we're seeing the futures are up.
Okay.
We've got, you know, they're going to continue to bounce around. I wouldn't pay attention to the futures as they continue to gyrate over this. I really wouldn't. So let's kind of walk away from the markets right now. We got to hope that we come to this, conclusion, with this fairly quickly. Because if we don't, that's when we're going to get into some issues.
Well, true. And, the other thing is that, we do have electric vehicles are back in the news again, as the government is buying another bunch of them. Volkswagen, by the way, is using their electric vehicles for a Greek island transport system. I don't know where that is.
Oh, listen, I think electric vehicles are, for certain people, I think that, I don't see any problem with them. You know, the cost is now starting to come down. There's always the factor of what something is going to cost, and it's also what you're going to use it for. A lot of the electric vehicles today, they don't go far enough for, trips back and forth. And, if you're going to go any sort of distance and you've got a plan around trying to find a charging station, that can oftentimes become impractical. If you're using an electric car for travel, for the most part, within your own city, and back and forth to work where you're, it's not a problem. Yeah, I get where that works, as long as the cost is reasonable. And I think that that's the issue right now, is you got dealing with battery life and making battery life more, so the batteries can obviously last longer, in between various different charges, and also the cost of the batteries.
Mm. Well, of course, they've been talking also about trucks, but the problem with the trucks is the long haul trucks. There's no way you can run electric because they don't go far enough.
Yeah, and there you go, right there. I mean, it's a pipe dream unless you can. Not only don't go far enough, it's also how quickly the amount of time it takes to recharge them. And you got to have enough. You think about all the trucks on the road. You have to think about all the charging stations that you're going to need to have. Quite a lot.
All righty. Well, we're going to let you go. And by the way, we'll still be talking about the election tomorrow, and then again Friday, and probably till next week. So,
let's hope not.
All righty. Well, the Supreme Court's getting into the mix. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.